We are here at the BASF Innovation Symposium for Growers in Fort Lauderdale. With me is Paul Ray, Vice President, U.S. Crop Protection for BASF. And Paul, we talk pretty regularly about what's in the pipeline for BASF, because every time I talk to you, it seems like there's more. But first of all, just tell me, just in general, how does BASF help farmers get the most from every acre?
Well, I think from a very long-term commitment we have to agriculture, and obviously one of the most tangible things we do is obviously continue to research new technologies that will help growers solve problems they may not even have today. And our research pipeline typically takes about 9 to 12 years to realize. So a decision we're making today about a new chemistry probably won't be on the farm here in the U.S. until early next decade. So I think it's a very long-term view. But then I bring that right the way back to today. What can they do on their farm today? And obviously you heard this morning of a lot of new technology and how we're showing it actually increases yields right across the country in a whole range of different situations that is very tangible. Growers want their yields to increase. They also want to farm more efficiently, and our products can help them do that as well. And I think they're just a few good examples of how we're really helping growers get the most.
Well, another way you do that is you really communicate with them. You listen to them, and that's part of the purpose of this event and also your grower advisory panel. Tell us about that.
Exactly. We're also lucky to have here in Fort Lauderdale our grower advisory panel. And it's a program we've had now for about the last 4 years where we actually invite about 25 growers from across the country to really tell us what's on top of their mind, what are they seeing as their production challenges as they move forward. And it's been very insightful to us. We've really learnt and heard a lot about really what bothers growers the most, what do they see as challenging them in the future, and it's been great for our organization to hear that. And we take that information and circulate it pretty broadly in our organization, but we also use it to shape our strategy, and there's lots of nuggets in those meetings we have with growers that can really help us serve their needs even better.
And you've got about 275 growers here. Tell me a little bit about, it looks like you've got a good representation across the country.
Yeah, growers have come from right across the U.S. We've got growers as far away as the Pacific Northwest. A lot of potato growers up that way came to hear about the innovations we'll have for them, all the way through to North Dakota, through Texas, and all the way through the mid and eastern states. So great collection. And I would say the universal theme, though, from all those growers, no matter the crop they're growing, they want to increase their yield and farm more efficiently.
Now, when you talked about the commitment of BASF to agriculture, the commitment of research, $2 million a day in ag research, you also talked about something called a patent asset index, which I had never heard of. Tell me about how BASF ranks in the patent asset index.
Well, the one we showed was along the lines of yield and stress traits that can be introduced into seed genetics. And what it demonstrated is that between the collaboration we have between BASF and Monsanto, we have a market-leading position in terms of the number of inventions we've actually identified within that arena. And that's an area that really growers are very mindful to. What is it that's stopping my yield from reaching its potential? And there's a lot we still don't know about that goes on within the plant. But as you saw on the index, it's a fairly dramatic lead that BASF have on its competition. And we've really got a lot of exciting technology that we haven't deployed yet. And that patent estate speaks to the volume of discoveries we've already made in that arena.
Now, the last time we talked was just last month in Chicago about the Becker Underwood acquisition. Tell us again what that acquisition brings to BASF.
Well, Becker Underwood's a company with a great reputation here in the U.S. and right around the world for really bringing innovative seed treatment products to a whole range of different crops, coating technology, but also biologicals that can also help increase yield and production of a whole range of different crops. And we see that technology really supplementing our traditional chemistry and bringing a broader array of solutions to the American farmer to really, again, push their production even further. And long-term, I think it's exciting, because we know that there's synergy between different technologies in this arena, that by bringing together the Becker Underwood portfolio and our portfolio, we can even push yields further again.
When we talk about investment the BASF makes in agriculture and your commitment, we talk about in terms of dollars, but you also make an investment in terms of people. Tell us about your go-to-market strategy with BASF.
Yeah, we recognize you can have the best technology in the world, but if you don't have great people that are absolutely committed to help the farmer, you're not going to succeed. And we've made some big changes in our business there in the last few years. We've expanded our field force team to include a sales team called Innovation Specialists, which are really located right across the country, that are going to work with and are working with growers and local communities to really work with them on their own farm. And really, rather than keeping the technology at a high level, really bringing it down to an individual grower basis and really working with them field by field and how they could apply that technology to the greatest effect. And I really encourage growers, if they're looking for answers on how our technology can help them, get in touch with our innovation specialists because they can help.
That's all the specific questions I have, Paul. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's great to have a good cross-section of growers here. They're obviously excited about 2013. We obviously had some weather challenges in 2012, but I think it's exciting that farmers really want to continue to push their yields even further, and it's just great that we can be there to help them.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Ray, here at the BASF Innovation Symposium. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.